many of you are self-employed, and many of you are either working, doing work out of your vans, or want to. So I wanted to talk about an entrepreneurial concept. This is for anyone who's building something that will eventually run on its own. And that's what entrepreneurship means. It means building building a company or a business that makes money, whether you're working on it or not. Now, the idea of passive income has mostly been debunked. Of course, it exists. Some people build really great businesses that don't require any effort for years and years, and that's wonderful. But most of us, no matter how smart we are and how cool our business is, we need to do some work on it sometimes. So that's not exactly what I'm talking about, except to kind of carefully define entrepreneurship, which is, I've talked about this before, but I'll just mention it again real quick. For example, if you are self-employed running a coffee stand and you're the one making the coffee and you're the one cleaning up at the end of the day and going to the store to buy milk and et cetera, then you're a business owner. If, on the other hand, you hire two or three staff to do all of those tasks while you go open another coffee shop, now you're an entrepreneur because your first coffee shop is running on its own. So with that in mind, I want to talk about a concept in entrepreneurship that a great author and marketing and business professional that I follow by the name of Seth Godin has talked about extensively and, in fact, wrote an entire book about it. That book is called The Dip. And so that's The Dip by Seth Godin. I'll put a link to that in show notes. And what that refers to is the period of time after you've worked very hard to build something. And this could be that something could be a website. It could be a lawn maintenance company. It could be an Etsy shop, which we're going to be talking about very soon, by the way. There's a hint, a hot tip. I'm going to do a series of episodes on how to build a successful, profitable Etsy shop. Anyway, it could be that. It could be a coffee shop. It doesn't matter. Whatever your entrepreneurial effort is, you will run into, typically, a period in the development of your business called the dip. As coined again by Seth Godin. And what that means is you're not profiting or not profiting enough, or you're not getting enough traffic, or you're not successful in the way that you had intended the business to be. And that that could mean any number of things. If you're running a lawn care business and you've only got 5 lawns and you need 25 or 125, or you're selling espresso out of a cart and or out of a shop and you get 4 customers an hour, but you need 14 customers an hour, that kind of thing. Now, the reason that this is such a big deal is because it happens to just about everybody, and it is tends to be a deciding moment in the future of the business. And it's called a dip because on a graph, you've been cruising along and maybe you've done okay. You've made a few profits and everything looks like sunshine and roses and can only go hockey stick growth to the right and up at some point. And then it starts to slow down, or it's just a very long, flat plateau where you're not profiting enough. And it's starting to feel like you can't possibly ever get through it. The reason that this is so important is because that is oftentimes the point at which the most effort needs to be made in order to pull out and see success. So in The Dip, Seth Godin's book, The Dip, he talks about the difference between a dip and a cul-de-sac. And he talks about when to keep going and when to stop, when to give up. And by the way, as we talked about in a previous episode for Van Life Entrepreneurs, I talked specifically about iteration and knowing when to give something up. And, you know, I had another version of this podcast that I decided it just wasn't worth it anymore, and I decided to let it go. And that's paid off handsomely because it's allowed me to put more effort and attention into the things I wanted to do with this business. So knowing when to let something go, that's a skill set that can only come from iteration. It's not at all uncommon for business people who build businesses and entrepreneurs to have to make several tries and try several different types of business in order to be successful. And that's the bar, right? That's what keeps everyone from doing it. If it were easy and everyone could do it on their first try and be 100% successful with their business and there was no dip, and or the dip was always easy to get through, then no one would work in corporations. No one would make espresso at Starbucks or work in the grocery store. So what separates us, those of us who are willing to fight through issues like the dip, what separates us is our willingness to fight through these times, these periods. Now, it's impossible for me to talk specifically about how you'll get through your dip in your business, because I don't know your business or what business you're interested in or you're already involved in. But I can tell you that you can do research, you can look at other businesses like yours and try to understand what other people have gone through, reach out to people in social media or one-on-one and ask about those things, join Facebook groups and forums about your particular industry, try to talk to people who have been through it already. And that's what I do. I talk to other podcasters. I talk to other people who have websites, who have blogs. I talk to other van life business people. And, you know, sometimes we kind of fight and struggle through this stuff together to try to understand how to be successful. And it's very valuable. Anyway, the point is that if you have a business and you've been struggling for a long time and you feel like it's just a long slog of a plateau and you're not getting anywhere, it's really important to look at the major factors with regard to your profit, your traffic, how many people are seeing your business, look at your marketing, look at the big picture, step back and look at the big picture, try to do so as objectively as possible. And oftentimes that requires other people looking at it. So getting opinions and ideas from other people, that's where forums and Facebook groups really come in handy to try to understand objectively what's going on in your business. You know, we can fall in love with our business and think no matter what, this is going to work. And then someone else takes a look at it who's been through it before, or who has more information, and says, here are the problems that can never be fixed. And then you know that you're in a cul-de-sac, or you're in a type of business or an aspect of your business that can't be fixed or wouldn't be worth it to fix or to push through, so that you can start making that highly profitable climb out of the dip. I realize I've been very vague in this episode. What I'll do is I will talk some about this dip thing when I do my episodes on creating an Etsy shop, specifically for remote workers and van lifers, people who want to be on the road a lot and want to do a lot of traveling, sometimes referred to as digital nomads. I'll talk about the dip in those terms, because then you'll be able to extrapolate that to your lawn care business or whatever it is that you're working on. So stay tuned for that. There will be some general concepts that will apply to all entrepreneurs and business builders when I do the Etsy shop episodes, which are coming right up. So yeah, thanks for listening. If you have questions about your business or the dip or van life entrepreneurship, or what's the best 12-volt refrigerator, go ahead and reach out, podcast@vansage.com, and we will talk about it. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure.